should talk specifics.
Let's do.
Okay. Yesterday, we had a meeting about planets.
Well, to be fair, Jimothy, that sounds weird. Are you okay with being called Jim?
I am. All right.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this podcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the homemade broadcast.
The what podcast?
The homemade broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade broadcast.
The homemade podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here got homemade.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1. It
is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Kuntz, host of this here program each and every week. Heard Sunday, 6:15 p.m., Mondays, 10:15 p.m. Go like the Facebook pages, Facebook.com/HMB Radio, Facebook.com/RadioSt.Pete. Easy peasy. This podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. Check out slybar.com for all their events that they do, including the open mic every second and fourth Tuesday. All comedy, all the time. $50 cash prize. They have a kitchen now, so you can eat. There's drink specials. There's anything that you want. Ladies, maybe. Dudes, if you're into dudes. They got those, too. And you should go. It's fun. And check out the Yard of Ale, Yard of Laughs, we're calling it, every Thursday, 10 to midnight, 260 First Ave North. There, partnering up with John Jacobs from Cigar City Comedy. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can call 813-693-2124. Maybe you're interested in becoming a sponsor. I would really enjoy that. And you can also email me at thehomemadebroadcast@RadioSt.Pete.com. So today, my guest is Michael, don't call him Mike, Murillo. He's a comedian in the area. He's a writer for Creative Loafing Tampa. Michael, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast.
Thanks a lot, Will. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. This is usually past my bedtime at this point.
What time do you go to bed?
I'm usually in bed by 11.
What time do you wake up?
8:30.
What do you do? Do you have like a job?
Yeah, I have a day job. Yeah.
What do you do during the day?
I'm a clerk at a structured settlement company.
Okay. So that means you take people have annuities or something and you...
We purchase the annuity. I pretty much play on the computer all day.
Okay.
It's basically my job, which is good for me because it gives me time to play on the computer during the day.
Is that like the J.G. Wentworth commercial? They're like, if you need cash now?
It's pretty much the opposite of that. So they buy annuities, but right. We actually purchase them.
They buy them and you purchase them. Isn't that the same thing?
No, well, we buy them for a person. And then usually,
you purchase the annuity and right. They give you cash.
So it's settlements for, like, if you get injured on the job.
Right.
We get, like, workman's comp and stuff like that. And, like, minor cases where it's kids. You can't give them $60,000, you know, a four-year-old.
But you could. That'd be kind of fun, right?
You could. That'd be pretty sweet.
Four-year-old with $60,000 would be, like, the most popular kid.
What do you think they would buy?
Same stuff I would buy. Candy. Video games.
That's what I was thinking.
That's kind of what I'm...
Video games, yeah. That would probably be a good one. Toy trains. Are kids still in those?
Toy trains. I don't know. Toy trains?
I don't think so.
No, that's more... Toy trains are more, like, for adults.
Yeah.
You know, like the 60-year-old guy who has like a basement.
Who didn't have one as a kid.
Right. So then he has all these little mountains and he like paints the figures and then he goes and shoots somebody.
Did you have a toy train as a kid?
I didn't.
I did.
You had a toy train, like a working model train?
Yes. And I actually played with it.
Really?
Which is the weirdest
thing.
Did
you paint the little people, or did you, like, make a little city or a little town, a little post office for them?
And... No, well, I can't really remember. I just remember I had the tracks, and then I used to just watch it go around in a circle, and I thought it was the coolest thing.
Did you put, like, action figures on the tracks so it would run over them?
Yes, of course. You did that. Absolutely. Kind of, and then you just turn it all the
way. Do you miss it? Like, if you had a... This is the Homemade Broadcast. We're in your home right now.
Yes, correct.
If you had, like, a sprawling ranch-style home, would you have a little room with train? Again,
I think life has spoiled me at this point that it's boring and I wouldn't be. Do you remember, like, I remember the coolest thing, though. I'll tell you what I would have. Remember the cars that were on the tracks, and then you had this hand paddle, and then you flick the switch, and then they would go around the
track?
But
I could never get them to work. I would.
Oh, they would always wipe out.
Yeah, I couldn't accelerate into the turn. I was afraid to get my license, actually, for years after that.
Yeah.
Because they would just not work.
See, now, though, you can't go around a curve full blast.
Right.
So you just slow
up. You accelerate into the turn. You don't accelerate.
What are those called? I can't remember what those are called.
They were disasters. Those little cars, you mean?
Yeah. Track cars?
Yeah, they're racetrack. You know, they were like a little electric. It was hard to put everything together. That was that would make me want the train, see, because that's simpler.
That's easier, yeah.
I like simple. I don't want to have some kind of complicated... You have a simple setup here. This is nice.
Yeah.
This is a very efficient. The way you have your, I mean, people can't see it, but you're like on it. You've got everything right where you need it. You hit a button. That works. Sometimes I'm on podcasts and it takes like 20 minutes to set up.
Yeah, I think I've gotten pretty efficient at this point. This is all business here, and I'm pretty good at just getting everything managed and just get ready to start.
Is this the way you want it? Is this what you want? Or are you?
I'd like to have some better equipment. That would be cool.
That sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, you have a good setup. You should be happier with it. You should be like, yeah, this is good.
I like the – I tell you, the biggest innovation for me was the swingy arms on the mic.
Oh, on the mics? What did you use to have as like a little mic stand?
I used to just hold them.
Oh, you would hold it up like you're doing stand-up?
Yeah, and that was very cumbersome.
Do you do stand-up?
Occasionally.
So you've done
stand-up? Like three times a year, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
I've focused more on the comedy – radio aspect, I guess. And I'm a big supporter of comedy here.
Yeah. I mean, I hear your name all the time. I don't know if you actually go up. That's good. So you've actually done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Many times.
That alone puts you in a small percentage of people.
I actually had the gall to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Where was the first time? Where were you?
I think the first time I was 18, and I think it was Coconuts on Golf to Bay. Which I don't think is there anymore.
It's now Two Palms.
Two Palms.
And it will be something new very soon.
Really? Is it still going to be a comedy club?
Yes, it is. They're going to have comedy every Saturday night, 8:30. It's going to be called Jungle Bills.
Jungle Bills.
That might be actually breaking news. I'm not sure anybody knows that. That might be the first
You do the booking for them, though, right?
I do.
How long have you been doing that?
I think like a year. I just kind of fell into it. Most things I do, I just sort of fall into.
Same.
I just,
absolutely.
You know, but it's worked out. I mean, they're really nice people, and it's a cool place, you know. Usually, I mean, everything as far as doing shows is the ownership.
Is it new management, new owner, or are they just
trying
to
switch
things
up? It's been new
owner
for a year, so they switched
it up. Is his name Bill?
Yeah, Bill is one of the owners.
Jungle Bill.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Hence the term, right?
Yep.
It was either that or Jungle Andy, I guess.
Jungle Andy doesn't have the same
ring to it at all. No, they went with Jungle Bill, which is fine. No, everything when it comes to doing shows, and you probably know this because you're doing your Sly Bar and your, was it Yard of Ale?
Yard of Ale, yeah.
It's all ownership. If the owners are jerks, it's a fight no matter what. If the owners are cool and actually want to give something a chance, then you have an open shot at it. So,
yeah, I fell into it with Sly Bar. When I first started to mic there, my friend Shannon actually referred me to them. Great dudes, man. And they were just hoping to get something going. The place had just opened, so they were open to new things.
I'm not sure I've ever been to Sly Bar.
I don't think you have.
I don't know. Now, they're a sponsor?
They are.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So they
keeping
sort of support.
Keeping the community.
You do, know, yeah. Life. You're into that. How long have you lived in St. Pete?
When did I move here? I was at USF, so it must have been like 2006, 2007.
Yeah. St. Pete is good in that they really, there's a community feel here that you don't get in Tampa.
It's totally, yeah, in the past few years, it's totally amped up, too.
Yeah,
I don't.
Nice.
Everyone keeps waiting for the settling period, but it seems to just be growing all the time.
No, it's nice. I mean, it's one good thing you say about St. Pete is that the people who are invested in the community stay invested in it.
Totally.
You don't get that everywhere.
That's true. I'm
and
glad,
you're a part of it. You're a part of that, Will.
I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm happy to help. I just want to help out. Yeah.
So you've got a new mic at Yard of Ale.
New mic, Yard of Ale, every Thursday, 10 to midnight.
10 to midnight.
It's a little late, but it is a Thursday, which right. I think people actually go out. We were doing it Wednesday, but we had to switch it because the improv didn't want John to be doing a mic on Wednesday.
Right, correct. Yeah, they have their open mic at 10 o'clock on Wednesday.
Right.
And so it's a big open mic.
Which I kind of was like, who cares? It's in a different city. It's like 35 miles away. But actually, Kyle Roos explained it to me why John shouldn't be doing that.
Well, what was his explanation?
His explanation was that he's working with them. I mean, John has a show there, a solo.
He does. He's actually headlining a show there in May.
May 8th?
It's a Wednesday in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's kind of a regular at the Improv. I mean, so yeah, that makes sense. I was wondering what the rationale was, because you really don't want to compete with them, because there are comedians who come in from St. Pete to go to the open mic at the Improv. So
yeah,
and the Improv is a really cool spot.
Well, it's like it's like the only national chain now, pretty much. So you don't want to yeah. you know, upset.
But again, it comes down to ownership, and the manager at the Improv and the owner, the people who run the Improv, put it that way, are very cool. So you wouldn't, just to be nice, you wouldn't want to get in, you know, conflict or something. So Thursday, I don't even know if there's open mics on Thursday, so it's a good time for it.
Does Bula do theirs on Thursday? I don't even think they do a real open mic.
I'm not sure Bula is an open mic. There's another one, the Bula Cafe, which is on, what is that, 54th or something?
It's on 5th Avenue North and like 22nd.
Yeah, that's pretty far off. Okay, that wasn't even close.
It's right across the street, not right across the street, but like 7 blocks away from Sly Bar.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty close.
Is there like a competition thing there? Do you guys?
There was initially, actually. Yeah. We had, when we first started it, we did it on a Thursday.
Right.
And the guy that ran Bula messaged this girl that was helping me at the time, a friend of mine, Shannon.
Right.
And was like, hey, you know, we do our mics the same night. You know, you don't want to mess with the big boys.
He didn't say it. That wasn't the phrase he used.
I swear to God.
Wait, all right, I'm going to reset this just so I make sure I understand.
Okay.
You're saying that Bula Cafe, they have a regular show on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah. Oh, was it Thursday?
Okay,
time,
Thursday.
Yeah.
And then you at Sly are like, hey, we're going to do a Thursday thing too.
Yes.
And so then they contact you and say, hey, we already have a thing.
Yes.
So far, this all sounds very legit, cool thing you would do. Then the phrase, you don't want to mess with the big boys.
I think he said big dogs. Actually,
big dogs,
which is even worse.
All right, and Bula, the people running Bula consider themselves big dogs.
I guess
or
at the time,
a big
maybe
dog,
they
or
did.
A sizable dog,
or maybe, you know what I'm thinking? Maybe they just thought that they would
try to muscle you out.
Yeah, you know, by being.
Did
like,
that rub you the wrong way? That had to rub you the wrong way.
Yeah,
and obviously you listened by continuing it for a year.
Well, we ended up having to move it to Tuesdays anyways. But initially, actually, the owner of Sly Bar was like, nope, we're doing this every Thursday now.
See, now I want to put a show on Thursdays
at Sly Bar.
Can you do that?
I could probably finagle something.
Let's do it. Because, I mean, I don't have anything against...
I don't think Bula has their thing, though, on Thursday anymore.
I don't
have
anything
against... It's not an open mic. I guess it's more of a showcase now. And I don't want to trash those guys. I love the people at Bula Cafe.
No. The Bula, I'm just saying the people who run it. I mean, and I don't have any problem with them either because I've actually been there. I've performed at Bula Cafe. I just don't like the you don't want to mess with the big dog
thing. It was a pretty douche thing.
Did you get an apology from that?
No.
Okay. No. We're gonna get you an apology.
That's okay. I've let it go. I feel like it's in the past now, and the community doesn't need a battle. So I'm willing to just let it go.
You're a bigger man than I am, Will.
Thank you. I try.
Because that's not cool.
Turn the other cheek.
Yeah, it's in the Bible, right? That's a New Testament thing. I haven't read a lot of the New Testament.
So how long have you been doing comedy?
Yeah, these are going to be hard questions. I'm guessing like 7 years, something like that.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it feels like a long time. Yeah, it's 6 or 7 years, something like that. It's in that area. I don't celebrate anniversary or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your first time?
I remember the first time I went on stage, yeah. That was at Side Splitters open mic. They had an open mic, and I was covering it. I was writing for a little newspaper, and I was covering Cheap Stuff to Do. And I covered their open mic because it's a place you can go if you wanted to spend very little money and get some. I think at the time you got like free pizza and a drink and you get to watch comedy. And I went there and I wouldn't say I was always thought about doing comedy, but I had thought about it in the back of my head, just had never done it. And I went there, and I was like, wow, these people suck. Yeah, and I didn't know you could suck. I thought you had to be good to go up.
Right,
but it's
right.
open mic, and now I realize you can be terrible. It's just an open mic. It's mm-hmm. practice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, God, I can go up and be terrible if that's what it takes. And so I decided to try it, and I bought a ticket online because it'd be too cheap to back out if I actually paid for
right.
it. Because if I had to go to the door, I would chicken out maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But am I going to pay $10 and then just throw away $10? No, I'm not. So I went up, and I was terrible, of course. I was awful, but I did it. And then I just kept doing it and got a little less awful, I guess.
How many weeks before, like, you watched it, and then you were like, okay, I'm going to do this?
That time I saw it, I just went and booked it the next – they only do it once a month still.
Uh-huh.
Their open mic is like a monthly thing.
Yeah, it's like once a Sunday
or
something?
Something like that. At the time it was – I forgot. It was Wednesday. I don't remember what day it was that was they did it. But I decided to try it, and I actually lived very close to Side Splitters at that point. And so I just tried it, and it was like – it was awful, but I got through it.
But you felt like you wanted to do it again.
Yeah, you know? I'm not sure why I kept doing it. I mean, I certainly wasn't like encouraged by the audience. Nobody thought I was funny.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's probably a room full of comedians too, which generally... You
know, that open mic is different. That open mic is actually probably the most generous open mic in Tampa.
Really?
Because people... Yeah, I'm not saying it's necessarily going to make you better, but it's the most generous open mic. If you're going to start, that's not a bad place to start because there's actually a good number of audience there.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of comedians, but... There's a healthy audience. They draw people for their audience. The improv open mic, sometimes they draw people, sometimes, but it, so it can be more brutal, can be more raw, but it makes you better. The improv open mic will make you better. If you want to be, if you want to just suck it up and improve, that's an open mic to go to that I've found so far.
Do you do the improv frequently?
Not as much as I should. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll be hosting there or I'll do something there on a Wednesday and I'll stick around and do the open mic. Sometimes I'll just go. I used to go, like, almost religiously. I was there, like, 3 times a month
mm-hmm.
of their weekly or 4. And now it's not that much, but I'm going to try to get back into it. Because I don't mind that brutality of it. I like it.
Yeah, well, it makes you better, right?
It really does.
Everybody just laughing and having a great time.
If you go there and you get a chuckle out of a joke, it's worth keeping or pursuing.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you get nothing, it might be worth pursuing. I mean, it's really can be harsh. And but like I said, it's kind of cool. And you meet some very cool people there. I mean, that's one thing about open mics at Side Splitters and improv both, is I've met people, even just those first couple times when I was at Side Splitters, I met people that I still talk to,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool. I mean, the community can be nice. So, and yeah. They got a really, you know, Cigar City Comedy has a lot of people there who work very regularly at Side Splitters. And the guy who runs Side Splitters, the manager there is a very cool guy. So again, it comes back to management.
Yeah, right on. Michael Murillo is joining me on this episode of the Homemade Broadcast. So you do booking at Two Palms, and then you also run a room at Niagara Tap?
Yeah, I've got a couple. It was not my intention when I started doing comedy to start booking rooms, but I just kind of fell into a couple of them. And it's a good place. It's a good way to get stage time. As you might know, stage time is not easy to come by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a bunch of open mics, which is cool. But as far as rooms where you can actually, you know, in front of an audience, there's not so much of that. So by doing these rooms, I get to host them. And I guess in a way it's just kind of selfish, but it wasn't really the plan.
I feel like that's why every comic starts an open mic, is so they can get time.
I'm not sure. I think that's probably true. I mean, because if knowing it now, I don't know why you do it. There's got to be something in it because it's really tough. I mean, you know, it's not easy to run an open mic and whatever.
It can be very disheartening.
Sometimes. Yeah, it can be. And you don't always get the support you'd like to have from... I mean, you get supported from cool comedians, but some people have other agendas, and they just kind of want to know why they're not getting work or they're not getting something. And you gotta deal
I've
with
noticed that,
that
the terrible comedians think they're great, and the good ones usually think they're terrible.
Yeah, I don't like to judge too much because who I think is funny might not be who someone else thinks is funny and mm-hmm. vice versa. But I will say that there are some inexperienced performers who have a level of confidence that –
is astounding.
I'm not sure.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, good for them to have that. They need that thick skin. And so one day, if they get better, if they start to really develop, hopefully they'll keep that thick skin because you need to have it. A lot of times, really, comedians that I think are very funny will get down on themselves. They'll mm-hmm. be like, man, and they'll be like, wow, that's what keeps them working, you know. Although there's some comedians who are very good who have plenty of confidence, so that's cool too.
The only happy comic I know is Law Smith.
Law Smith, yeah. So, Law Smith is, he's close to self-actualizing. I feel like he's got a good idea of what he wants to achieve, and then he just does it.
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
And even if he doesn't succeed, he sort of analyzes why he didn't succeed and then moves on to something else. He doesn't take it personally. He doesn't take his success and failures in business. He doesn't think that makes him a bad person. Mm-hmm. And once you can sort of insulate yourself from that, and that's very hard to do. It's hard to be like, oh, this project didn't work. You think, oh, I'm not good or I'm not whatever. He's somehow able to divorce himself from the work that he does to his own, and that's what makes him so successful.
He's one of the guys that, because I said I can't write anything unless I'm in a bad mood. I have to be in a grumpy mood.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just going to be, when I'm too comfortable when I'm in a good mood, and it just nothing doesn't work, you know?
That's interesting.
Are you a happy guy?
You know, I don't know. I don't consider myself, yeah, I would say overall, I'm a happy guy. But I'm trying to think. I'm not sure if writing I have to be a certain way or not. But that's interesting. You find you write better when you're angrier.
Or sad. Yeah. It has to be on the negative side. Because I think I like turning a negative into a positive.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And so you think you write funnier or you become funnier when you're drawing from a negative place?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes put yourself in that? Or when you notice it, are you like, oh, I should do some writing right now?
Well, I try to carry around a notebook and just kind of write down, although I'm really bad at it now. I said, I'm going to start doing comedy again a lot, which didn't happen. And I'd probably do it maybe 3 times a year right now. I think
it's not a lot.
Yeah, I think the last time I did it was did the Wicked Witches thing, and that was probably...
Yeah, I remember that. September. I remember Wicked Witches. Yeah, that was a cool little spot, too.
Yeah, what happened in that place?
I think the place moved.
Oh, really?
I think something happened with the venue. Like, they didn't give up on comedy. I think something happened.
It was pretty packed.
They're
a small room. It was nice.
That was a Cigar City thing. So, yeah, they put effort into it, and they made it work. And so it was a fun thing. So do you – I mean, you have a smartphone, so you could – I mean, they have apps where you can just write down stuff.
I can't do that. I'm not a technology guy, really. So really? I have my phone for, you know, recording this thing and then the social media and all that, but I don't –
You don't consider yourself a technology? Weird. I mean, you've got this whole setup, which is nothing but technology.
But it's just a mixer, right? I mean, it's just a regular mixer that goes into a little laptop thing. So it's not really super in-depth. Everything's kind of analog.
Well, people can't see it, but I mean, there's a ton of wires, and there's, like, mic things coming out, and then that, I don't know what that thing is over there. There's a bunch of wires. No, to the right. Yes. Yeah, that's a bunch of wires and other things.
That's a headphone booster.
Okay, so I don't turn booster, and then there's this thing.
That's just a radio.
Now I'm just pointing to that. That's a glass. That's a bowl.
Yep.
That's your lamp. No, but I mean, there's just like a lot of stuff. It's kind of, you know.
But I'm not in depth. Like, I can't pirate movies if I want to. I don't even want to learn. I'm stubborn, and I don't.
Nothing good's going to come out of that.
Yeah.
You know. But you're accomplishing this. I mean, you're making this podcast. You've done how many of them?
I think this is 133 or 134.
And do you do them every week?
Once a week, yeah. Wow. I think I've missed very few weeks in the past couple
of
years.
Who's the most famous person you've had on your podcast?
Probably J.B. Smoove, not too long
ago. Oh, wow, okay.
I had 2016's been good. I had Eugenie Bondurant. She was Tigress in The Hunger Games.
Okay.
The new one.
I've never seen Hunger Games.
I haven't either. Well, I've seen
the I've never read the books. I've never – it's all –
It's kid stuff, right?
I don't know a single... I can't tell you anything about Hunger Games. And right now I'm sort of leaving that as a nice, pure thing. Because one day I could just sit down and watch them all or read them all.
You get a flu.
And then yeah, and I could... Because right now, movies. I know nothing about it except I guess there's something where people have no food and they go through this game. I'm not sure. It literally...
That's it.
The title is all I know of the movie. I've never seen...
The title's all you need to know. That's totally what it is.
And then there's like 3 or 4 movies or something.
Yeah. Have you seen Harry Potter?
I saw, I think, 3 of the Harry Potter movies. I did read the books.
You did read those?
Yeah. They're just children's books. Well, people told me, they're like, oh, you read them, man, but they're not for kids. They're really... I'm like, yeah, they really are. Yeah. Actually, they're entirely for children.
Yeah,
except, I will say the last book, I think, was a little more maturely written. But, yeah, it's a kid. I mean, they're kids' books. If you can't, you got to read those in a couple of days, and it's not a big deal. They're not bad books. I mean, if you were a a 12-year-old, that'd be a really engaging story.
And sure.
I didn't hate it, but, you know, it's not like...
I saw the first movie, and I remember liking it, but I never continued. And I don't know if I'll ever watch them.
Did you read the books? Or the,
no.
Books? What about Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones I'm a big fan of.
Are you? The show or the books or both?
The show. I haven't read any of the books. I looked at one in a bookstore one time.
Well, that counts.
And
if you look enough at a book and read the inside jacket, it's like you read the book.
Pretty much.
That's how I count it.
But I looked at the page count, and I have my attention. I know I'm not going to be able to do that.
Well, you know, you don't have to read it all in one sitting. You can take a break.
It's true. But if I let it sit too long, like 250 pages in a book is my max.
Really?
Yeah. I can't get over too much more than that.
So what if they just chopped them up and made it like part one, part two, part three? You could probably
do that. If they made every chapter its own book,
yeah,
I could probably do that.
You could go through that.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird because you're missing out, especially if you like the show. Because I actually read the books and I had not watched the show until last season. There was some deal on Amazon where you could buy them really cheap. And so I binge watched the whole show. And it's a good show. I mean, yeah. I liked it. It's different than the books, which is cool. Obviously, a book is going to have a lot more detail than a show will.
Yeah.
But the show was, you know, it's good. I liked Rome. Did you watch Rome?
I didn't watch Rome.
That was good.
I heard that was great, too.
It kind of reminded me of Rome a little bit.
I try not to watch TV, if I can help it.
Wow. Are you one of those people who's like, do you not own a television?
I do own a television.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't for years, though.
But those people who don't own TVs... and
they'll let you know about it.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah. I mean, I happen to have like a million TVs in my house. I love television. It was my babysitter, so of course I love it. But
yeah.
I mean, but people who don't watch TV, I'm cool. If you cut the cord and you don't need it, great. I don't need to know.
Right.
I feel that way about vegans. Are you a vegan?
No.
Okay.
Look at me.
I don't know.
I guess there are some fat vegans out there.
I mean,
I don't know how, but somehow they
manage. I think it's great if people are vegetarian or vegan. That's cool, but you don't have to like let me know every 30 seconds.
CrossFit.
People say that. I guess people look at me and realize I'm probably not going to be a CrossFit. But nobody bothers me about CrossFit. But I've heard it's like a cult.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
The vegan thing, I hear a lot of the vegan. I get a lot of it on Facebook, too. A lot of the vegan stuff. And then, then the people who don't have television. That's fine.
Yeah. I will admit I would work it in a conversation sometimes. I don't know why. I don't think it made me a better person.
Are you looking for somebody maybe who also doesn't have a TV?
What would I say to them? What would we talk about? We don't have TVs.
Well, you have to talk because you don't have a TV.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Are you single?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you do like online dating or anything?
I do the Tinder thing.
You do? I've never done Tinder.
You're not missing much.
Really? It sounds awesome. Tinder sounds great. As a person who's never done it, when it comes to technology, if you're on the outside of the technology, it looks really cool.
Sure.
Like I was telling Dave Weingarten, I was on his podcast, I was telling him, I've never done Uber.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, well, next time you come back, you have to have done Uber once, and I'll try it. I'm not against it. I just have never been in a situation where I needed to use it. It sounds awesome.
It sounds really cool.
Like
it
a super convenient thing. You bypass the hassle of cabs. It's great. Mm-hmm. I've just never actually done it. Tinder, if I was single, I have a girlfriend, but if I was single, I'd use Tinder all. It sounds fantastic.
It's more, I don't think anybody uses it, though, to actually find a mate, potentially. It seems like it's just something to do while you sit on the toilet. You can just judge people.
Oh, it's not for hooking up?
I've had some of those.
Oh, but so they're
actually
few
and far between. Yeah, I mean, it used to work better when it first came around. But now there's so many, like, fake accounts, like robots that try to send you to sex sites. So it's hard to tell who's even real on that thing.
So what happens is you swipe, if they swipe you the same way, then you match up?
Yep, and then you can communicate with them, which is great because on those other dating sites, you have to just throw a cast net out and see what happens. But now you don't even have to waste your time. Like, you have to match up in order
to speak. Yeah, that just sounds great. It really, I mean, if you can just eliminate the actual meeting of the people.
Yes, that would be awesome.
That's really kind of fun.
I've even had like conversations with people for a couple weeks and then just stop talking.
Just out of nowhere, you stop talking? Nobody explains why?
No. I actually have a few people that I still keep in contact with on like Snapchat. I don't know if you do that.
No.
But it's just, hey, check this out. Oh, cool. How you doing? Good.
But you don't ask to, like, I thought the thing with Tinder was you see somebody and then you just ask to meet and you meet like that night. I thought that was how that works.
I think that's how it started initially.
But what's the one where you just hook up and you meet and you hook up like immediately? You're like, oh,
I think that's
hey.
Grindr. That's for gay dudes.
All right, well, why don't they have a straight person Grindr then?
I mean, it's Tinder, but, you know, chicks are more selective. Dudes are just
selective? Are they really?
Oh, God, yeah. Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Have you been in a relationship for that long?
Yeah, it's always other. Okay, that's fine. It just seems like, but you're going through so many. How hard could it be to find, you know?
Well, I think the joke is that dudes just swipe right on everybody.
Swipe right means you like them.
Right.
Swipe left means you're out.
You're out.
Okay, so guys always swipe right, just ruling in.
And I think girls are just swiping left.
Okay.
I think because girls just like to tell people no.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What do you think they get out of that?
The just knowing that, no, I'm too good for you.
But if you swipe left, that person doesn't know they swiped left, do they?
No, but they know, and that's all that matters.
Really?
Yes.
You sound kind of cynical. When was your last relationship?
Oh, Jesus. Probably my last serious one was like 2 years ago.
How long were you dating?
Oh, 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
How long is your longest relationship?
Oh, gosh. 4 years.
Okay, that's legit.
Yeah.
6 months?
Yeah. That's about as long as I can keep them nowadays.
So kind of like the book thing.
Yep.
You can't handle a certain length.
I don't like to start movies because I don't want to dedicate 2 hours of my time because what if something comes up or I got to do something? I don't want to stop it and then come back to it.
Is that how you feel about the girl?
Like, kind of, yeah.
I want to get into something and then I'll try to get out of it.
Yep.
6 months?
Yeah.
Was it a big deal?
To me, it was serious, but apparently to her, it wasn't. So I had two stints of those, two six-monthers in like a period of a year and a half. Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
In a period of 4 months?
Yeah. So then I was just like, I don't think I can do this anymore. But then I started doing the podcast and starting the open mics.
So the podcast was like your girlfriend now?
Yes.
Well, you've kept this going for 130-something.
Yeah.
So you can continue a thing. You can do that.
Yeah, I can. But, like, this is the most important thing to me right now.
This is your priority.
I cannot make somebody else a priority, which is unfair if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody. They have to be number one, right? Can you manage?
I guess. If you say so.
How long have you been with your girl?
I don't know, like 9 years or something.
9 years. Holy moly. Good for you. When are you going to get married, dude?
I don't know, Mom. I'm not sure. I hear that all the time. I'm more interested in the six-month thing, if you don't mind me asking. So, I mean, you said you were more into it than she was.
Yeah. Well, she was also much younger than me, too.
She was 18, though, right?
She was 18, yeah. But she was... Was she over 18, or was she just... Yeah, no, she was 21.
She was 21. How old are you?
I'm 31.
And how old were you then? This was a couple
29.
Years ago. So you're 29, she's 21.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's like not really.
She doesn't. Yeah, she had no idea what was going on. So I mean, I can't blame her. But the one before that was 31.
And what happened there?
She was. I hate to say she was crazy, but she was a little crazy.
She was.
And I think also in her defense too, I wasn't doing anything at the time. I was just working a part-time job, and she was 31, and she's probably thinking about, I got to start a family here soon. Do I want to? Marry a dude with a part-time job and start a family with him? Probably not. So I can't really blame her either.
Wow. That's kind of, you're being hard on yourself.
I don't think so. I think I'm being appropriate.
You think if you're a 31-year-old female, you should look down on somebody because they have a part-time job? Maybe they just don't know what they want to do.
Don't look down, but I wouldn't blame them if they didn't want to be a partner with somebody like that.
Did you have a conversation about it at least? Like, was she like, oh, you know, it'd be nice if you worked 40 hours a week?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it a little bit.
And you're like,
at the time, I didn't really know, because that's after that one, that's when I started, like, doing the podcast, and then I was, like, painting and stuff, too, and trying to actually.
Which one came first, 31 or 21?
31.
And then you're like, you know what? I'm not even dealing with this. I'm going to go like just barely legal.
Yeah. Well, she kind of fell into my lap.
You adopted her or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. She came from China.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
So you just got her green card. And
you can meet people there. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to China? Or not?
No.
I know you're not being serious, but where'd you meet the girl?
We met at, I think it was the Emerald Bar. down here.
You met her at a bar.
Yeah.
21-year-old at a bar.
Yes.
It's a good idea. It's like their Disneyland.
I should have known, and I knew better, too, when this was going down. I was like, this is not going to last. Do not get attached to this one.
Right.
And then I did. And then
the 31-year-old and the 21-year-old, did they have similar qualities? I mean, they sound like very different people, but were there things about them that were similar that you liked?
They're both females, so they both had those traits.
Oh, that's good. It's good to know.
But other than that, no, they were probably pretty different. Because the 31-year-old was Asian, and she was, like, very Asian, even though she was American Asian.
Well, I'm not. What do you mean by very Asian?
I think that,
like, culturally she was Asian, like, not Americanized, or what do you
mean? No, she was. I mean, she was born here, but her mom was, like, from Osaka, and, like, very, like, I was very uncomfortable speaking with her because I didn't know what to say to her most of the
time.
Did
she speak?
And I don't know if she even understood English? What. Yeah, I think so, but it wasn't great, you know, because she came over here from there.
Oh, her mom lived here.
Yes.
Okay.
So she was, you know, I guess a citizen. But yeah, I remember having conversations with her where we just shook our heads a lot and smiled.
Did she live with her mom, the 21-year-old?
No, she had her own place.
She had a place.
Yeah.
Did she have a full-time job?
No, she was in school.
Okay. So she's never going to attack you for not having a full-time job. You kind of got rid of that.
There you go. See, problem. that kind of helped because she couldn't look down on me. Ooh. They were both pretty good, man. I wouldn't even be able to,
Do you find that you normally get pretty attractive women when you get them?
Yes. I don't know how.
What's that
but
about?
I usually do. I don't know.
Does that mean you sort of hold out for the hotter ones because you know that eventually you're going to get one?
That's a good question.
I mean,
I haven't really thought about it.
Because you're not one of those guys who's like, oh, you know, I don't get anybody, and so I just sort of, you know. You can be, like, superficially picky if you want.
I think I'm pretty superficial, and especially now. Because I don't think I'm a bum anymore. I think I was at one point, but now I feel like I kind of have some things going for me. So I feel like I can be choosier. Now, I'm not going to obviously let anything pass me by. If something comes along, I'm still a dude. But
So how long ago was the 21-year-old?
That was 2 years ago now.
Oh, so you're due. You're due for like a 10 to walk in. And
any
just,
day now.
Yeah, that's like your thing.
6 months. And then
have you ever dated a comedian? There's not a lot of female comedians.
No.
Have you ever?
I don't know if I'd want to either.
No.
I don't know. I kind of want somebody.
Are there any that you know of that you find attractive? Because I'll set you up is what I'm saying. No, I'm just asking.
I can't really think of anybody off the top of my head.
So you're saying all the female comedians in Tampa are ugly? It's interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
No.
It's an interesting statement.
No, that's not true. There's a couple cute ones. But
are there? The ones you're thinking of specifically?
Please don't make me name them.
Why? You're not, I mean, this is, I'm not saying like you're hitting on them. I just want to know, you know, like, you know, hey, I think that person's kind of
attractive.
See,
it doesn't mean anything though, when I say it, because I'm pretty much open to whatever.
Correct.
At this point. Now, if we're dating, that's a totally different story.
Yeah,
then
I'm
super
picky. I'm not saying that when you name these people that you're saying, oh, you are pursuing something or whatever. You're just noting, hey, these are some cute people in addition to being very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear some names.
Can't think of anybody off the top
but
of my head.
That's not true. That's a lie.
No, it's true.
Tell.
No, man. That's
never,
totally true.
Never play poker because you are lying. Right? You're completely.
How did this
fake.
Get to be about me, by the way?
Because you're the more interesting person. You do more
I don't think
things.
That's true.
No, dude, you get this podcast. This is great, man. And now you're writing for a Creative Loafing. Did you announce that? Do people know?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
This
I was hoping
great.
That we were going to have the first one out already, but I guess something happened with the editor where I can't get on for a few weeks.
Okay.
So
you're looking forward to it though?
Yeah, I'm stoked about it. That's one of those things that kind of fell into my lap and you know, I'm excited.
Awesome.
And how long have you been doing that? You've been writing for them for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. A couple years, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I should probably document these things so I know how long I'm doing stuff. But no, dude, you got these open mics, man, that's great.
Yeah, I'm just trying to build, you know, something here. I don't want to be a bum anymore. I was a bum for 28 years.
All right. So now you got a little base of listeners here listening to your podcast.
A few.
All right.
You know.
So let's give them one name. Let's give them one name of a comedian that you think is kind of cute. Just one. So they get to know you a little, but then they can look up that person and be like, oh, that's someone that Will thinks, you know, they sort of.
I'm not doing this.
Really?
What about you? Let me ask you.
I have a girlfriend. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I know. So it doesn't matter. All, but it's in the
it's
same
all
boat.
Useless. All hope is lost. Doesn't matter.
Michael Murillo is joining me on the Homemade Broadcast this week. So you've been writing for Creative Loafing for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Kind of fell into it. You said you wrote for a smaller publication when you first did stand-up. What was that one?
At the time, I think it was Carrollwood News, like a little weekly. Mm-hmm. I end up writing for weekly sometimes, and I write about fantasy football on the web and just different stuff. So,
are you from Tampa area?
Yeah, I was born in Tampa.
Tampa, and where do you live now?
Tampa. No, Brandon.
Address. So people can
Brandon,
come
to
your house.
Nobody wants to come to my house. There's nothing special there.
You
it's
drove
Brandon.
From Brandon?
Just to be here.
Really?
No, I was at work.
Oh, okay. Where do you work? What do you do for a day job?
Well, I don't really. I work a couple days a week at a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Doing?
Admitting.
Doctor?
Yes, okay. Doctor.
Just
yeah.
a few days a
just
week,
a couple,
you know,
just like
help out the community?
No, I just do like two days a week, and the rest I'm just kind of a slacker, and I don't feel, it doesn't make me feel bad, though. Like if I
well,
met
you're
a girl,
doing, but you're doing things though. Like you're yes. doing the comedy, you're writing. You know, it's not like you're not doing anything. It's not
that's
like you
true.
Work 2 days a week and then.
But if I
know.
Met like a 31-year-old who was like had like a full job or something, and was like, "Hey, maybe you want to be like, nah, I'm good. I wouldn't feel bad, but I would blame her if she then didn't want to be
oh,
with me."
Oh, like, I always do that. Yeah.
I'd be like, "Oh, she screwed up." I'd be like, "That's dumb. Just because I play PlayStation a lot doesn't mean anything, right?"
Are you a gamer?
Yeah, I play a lot of that. I don't play online though. I play alone.
Just by yourself. What's your favorite game right now?
I just finished Fallout 4.
I heard that was a good one.
It's a good game. It takes a lot of time.
I managed to not get into that as a kid.
You do a good job of not getting into things.
Yeah.
You manage not
to. I don't
want to
commit.
Well, that's a long game. You probably would play like a... Do you play a lot of games on your phone?
No, I don't play any. I don't have any games on my phone.
That seems like your thing, because that's like a quick... You play for 30 seconds and you're out. That's kind of your attention... Like,
yeah, first of all, I don't want to drain my battery. That's okay. a big thing. I don't want to use up my memory.
Wow.
And what games are cool for your phone? It seems
like
they
don't
be lame.
I don't know, but those are like shorter games, where Fallout's like you play it forever. That doesn't seem like your thing. You seem like
no.
more like a, you want a quick resolution.
Hit it and quit it.
So you like quick movies, short movies?
Yeah, I don't even watch movies though. If I'm watching something, the only show I'm really watching is Game of Thrones. And Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I haven't watched Better Call Saul. I want to see it. I heard
awesome.
It's good.
It's
yeah,
really good.
So I'm going to wait because the second season's almost over. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait till that's over, then I'll just watch the two seasons. I think it's been renewed for a third.
Oh, yeah.
You don't watch that's Walking Dead?
That
seems like something you'd watch.
I did for a while, and actually I was sick this weekend, so I blew through this season.
Okay.
I'm all caught up now.
Do you think Jon Snow's dead in Game of Thrones?
No. But I think he did die. But I think he's coming back. You want to hear my theory?
Yeah,
I think he's.
I do want to hear your theory.
I think he's. I think we only have a few minutes, but I think
is. How long did we talk for?
It's already been 43 minutes.
No, it's not. We've talked 43 minutes.
Yeah.
Damn.
We can do extra time if you want.
No. I mean, that's fine.
You're like no.
I was just surprised. I didn't think. I thought it was.
It goes fast. Yeah.
You're very good at your job.
Thank you. So I think Jon Snow is Daenerys's brother. I think that he's a Targaryen. And
yeah,
I think
everybody...
Gonna,
yeah, I've heard that theory.
I think they're going to burn him, and he's going to come out of the fire. I don't think it's going to be... I thought it was going to be the Red Woman at first, but they're going to burn him at the burial thing, and he's going to come out of the flames.
I hadn't thought of that.
I know. It's a...
Sorry, that's pretty, a great... Because
we'll
he can't burn.
This Sunday.
He can't burn.
If he's... Yeah, but I think maybe the... He is dead, though. He did get stabbed. So I don't know how that's going to work, if the Red Woman's going to resurrect him somehow or put some kind
of
spell on
him. Can she do that?
Oh, yeah. She can bring people
She doesn't have a great track record so far.
That's true. She's not doing too well.
She's so you think he's going to be still in the series?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're past the books now.
That's what
now,
I've heard,
whatever
yeah.
we watch, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, some of it was a little different, but I don't know what's going to happen. This is the first time I'll be watching where I'm not sure what the hell.
Let's save this for extra time if you want to do it.
Yeah, all right. Do you cut off the podcast now? And then...
Yeah, we got to.
All right.
Give
so
out your social media real quick so people can find you.
At Viva Murillo is Twitter.
That's all you got?
That's my. I got Facebook, sure. Michael Murillo.
Michael Murillo.
Yeah, you can find me there.
All right. You want to do extra time? HMB sides?
Yeah. Let's do that. Hey, okay. Would you give me a name on the extra time?
We'll see.
All right.
All right, this is or has been the Homemade Broadcast. Check out facebook.com/HMB Radio, home_made_man on Twitter, Instagram, same thing. Call me. Leave me a text. 813-693-2124. Michael, we'll see you on the HMB sides.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, man. This is awesome.
You got it. We'll see you next week. Thanks.